Hi, welcome to Travel Time. Since any of the cruises we've been on have gone to Disney's private island, Castaway Key, I decided to do an episode just on that port to talk about what things to do, things to eat on the island, plus helpful tips and tricks for Castaway Key. To start off, although Castaway offers port adventures, most of the fun things to do on Castaway don't need to be planned or reserved in advance. You can have an amazing day on the island with no planning whatsoever. That said, there are a few things that routinely sell out or just organize excursions you'd need to plan around or you need a reservation for if you want to do them. I don't believe most of these can be booked on the island. To start off with the basics that are included in Castaway Key, as you exit the ship, you can pick up towels to use on the island. Just drop them in the towel return when you're done, and they'll take care of the rest. You can walk to the beaches or hop on a tram that takes you to Pelican Point. At Pelican Point, you can continue on to Serenity Bay or another tram, or you can stay at the family beach area. The characters routinely have photo opportunities on the island. If you want to get your picture taken with the characters in their island outfits, check out the Navigator app and you can find out when and where they will be. Typically, there are several stops right as you walk up the ship towards the beach. There are also two shops on the island where you can buy Castaway Key themed merchandise, beach toys, pins, sunscreen, hats, things like that. There are two family beaches and one adult-only beach on the island. The adult-only beach is called Serenity Bay. One of the family beaches is near snorkeling in Pelican Point, and the other is by the open swimming area. And crew members do circulate around through the beach chairs to take drink orders. There are also three barbecue spots on the island where you can grab lunch. Times are in the Navigator, but it's usually from about 11:30 to 2. Cookies and Cookies 2 are in the family area. And there's also a barbecue place at Serenity Bay for adults only. The lunch spots generally offer things like barbecue ribs, hamburgers, hot dogs, a fish option, barbecue chicken, and sides like corn on the cob, potato salad, chips, cookies, beans, things like that. I've heard many people over the years say that the adult offerings are better in some way, but we finally ventured over to Serenity Bay this past year since our kids are older and they were off doing things with their teen friends. And personally, I found the selection much narrower at the adult hangout and saw no difference in the food quality at all, other than maybe a little worse than the family areas. The one change I did notice that it was much harder to find seating because it's a much smaller venue. And so after that first time trying it, I started returning to Cookies 2, my favorite of the three spots. There are a couple of bars in both the family area and in Serenity Bay if you're looking for frozen specialty drinks. And the Census Spa has an outpost at Serenity Bay for open air cabana massages. Those do have to be reserved in advance. Near the family beach in Cookies 2, you can also find the sports beach, which has volleyball, tetherball, and soccer. Our teens tend to spend a lot of time with friends in this area playing sports. And the Oceaneers Lab also has an outpost on the island. It's called Into Shade, and it's a game pavilion and features supervised games and playtime to give parents a break on the island, or the kids can hang out with friends made on board. They have things like ping pong, foosball, billiards, basketball, things like that. The Vibe also has a designated spot on the island. It's called the Teen Hangout. And so those that are 14 to 17 can go and hang out and lounge, meet up, things like that. And typically there is also a time where the Edge invades at the hangout as well. One thing I will note is if your teen is on the older end and you want to be able to have them get on and off the ship as they want to hang out with their friends, it is possible to just sign a release that says that they can get on off the ship by themselves only at Castaway Key. We've done this the last few times because one of our teenagers was 16 on one cruise and 17 on the other, and we did allow them to go on and off the ship so that they didn't have to have us escort them to meet up with their friends and hang out. Castaway Key's 5K. This used to be a 5K timed race where you could be among the first to get off the ship and go onto the island and run a timed 5K ending with a medal. You can still run the 5K, but it's vastly watered down experience from years past. They no longer have a set start time, so there's no timer. The path is marked, but many people get a bit lost on it without others doing it. From experience with people stopping to ask me which way they go for the 5K, this is how I figured that out. Everyone can go in the shop at the start line and get a medal now by just saying they did it. We used to do this every time, but since it was moved to this do whenever and time yourself, it doesn't really feel like a 5K so much, so we don't really bother with it as much. The other piece is since you don't get off the ship early, you're not able to do it in a slightly cooler time of the day. You're getting out there with everybody else and kind of contending with all the people walking to Serenity Bay and things like that on the same street. So it's a little bit more challenging to if you're really trying to run it try to run it. If you do try to do the route, know that at all times of the year, Castaway Key is very humid, and my advice is to run it or walk it early in the day for a better experience heat-wise. So the next question up, what other than swimming, what is there to do? They do have bike rentals. You can rent a bike and enjoy the biking trails around the island. You can also reserve these ahead of time in the app. We've never had any trouble just walking up and renting a bike, though. They have helmets and most sizes of bikes, from little kid bikes all the way up to the bigger bikes. You can also do float and tube rentals. Near the family beach, there's a place where you can rent floats and tubes. And again, you can reserve these ahead of time, but we've never had any issue just walking up and renting these on the island. The Snorkel Lagoon equipment rental is also in the same place. You can rent these ahead of time in the app as well. And again, they're almost always never run out, so you can typically rent them on the island as well. You can also rent paddle boats, Hobie Cats, water bikes, aqua trikes. These can be reserved in advance and are rented on island and picked up at the beach. These are ones that you can generally still rent them while you're on the island unless they've booked all the reservations in advance, and then you might not be able to. So just word of caution, but most people say they've never had any trouble getting those when they're on the island. There are some important adventures that it's wise to book in advance for Castaway Key. The fishing adventure, the stingray adventure, the snorkel by boat adventure, glass bottom boat scenic voyage, parasailing, and the walking and kayak nature adventure. Several of these, especially the fishing adventure, stingray adventure, and parasailing, routinely sell out. And I have heard that snorkel by boat and glass bottom boat routinely sell out as well. Not as sure that walking with kayak and kayak sells out every time. I have done that one though, and it was a really fun one. So two of the ones that we have done, because a lot of times we just kind of play it by ear in Castaway, parasailing. My boys sign up for this pretty much every time. In six cruises, it's only not been canceled twice. So word to the wise, if the wind is up or the weather is bad in any way, they will not do parasailing. This meets at Marge's Barges, and most people will fly tandem. So if you are on those excursions solo, you'll likely fly tandem with a guide or someone else on the boat. So just something to be aware of. Teens who are old enough can go on this without their adult, but a waiver has to be signed in advance. Of note for parents, you don't have to be present right when the teenager checks in to sign the waiver. You can stop by there early to sign the waiver if you're comfortable with them just walking up and checking in to get on the boat. So I've done this a couple of times because I don't love heights and my sons love to parasail. So I will, when I get off the island, as I walk by Marge's Barges, I'll sign the waiver. And then it's on file for when they come off the ship and go and do parasailing. That way they can sleep in or whatever and get there when their time starts. That has worked really well in the past. So walking and kayak nature adventure, I mentioned I have done this one before. I did really enjoy it. What you do is you walk along the back road, the road at the end of the airstrip by Serenity Bay. I believe we took the tram to Serenity Bay, and then we walked along. There's a back road that follows the beach, and we walked along that and to get to the kayaks. And we actually stopped at least one of the scenic outlooks on the beach that are closed to the public generally. But at the end of the road, you'll get into your kayaks. Most everyone will be paired with someone. So if you're solo, you'll probably be paired with someone. If you're a group of odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, so if you're a family of 5, for example, you will have one person in a kayak with someone else not in your group. So something to be prepared for. When I went, I was single and hoping to have my own kayak, but they pretty much made everyone pair up, unless they were guides. And what you'll do is you'll paddle back along the mangroves on the far side of the island. You go up under by where the watchtower is. Then you paddle back again. We were able to see several sea turtles on our trip. Lots of fish back by the mangroves. It was a very pretty and scenic paddle. We stopped on the way back on a sandbar, and the guide grabbed a conch and cleaned it right there and let people try the conch, which is one of the Bahamian specialties. So some tips for this one, make sure you wear comfortable shoes for the walking part. As you walk a little more than a mile, a couple people were in flip-flops and kind of regretted it. There is a place to stash your belongings, but they will likely get sandy or wet. So you might want to bring a wet dry bag or a similar type thing to protect it. I would suggest wearing a swimsuit at least at the bottom, so you will because you will definitely get wet and you will have a chance to get out on a sandbar and wade around. You will definitely want sunscreen and definitely bug spray. I did not remember bug spray, and the bugs were really bad, especially back among the mangroves. So if you're bringing your phone on board, you should definitely bring it in a dry bag because it will not stay dry on this trip. Ideally, if you have a dry bag that can kind of go around your neck, that would probably be the easiest thing because then you have it accessible for pictures, but it's also dry. I had a lot of fun on this this outing, and the guides were really, really fun guides. They were informative, but also were fun. I suggest it isn't ideal for kids under 10 to 12 unless you've been kayaking with them before and you know they can handle a kayak reliably. There were a couple other families on our excursion when I went. One had an 8-year-old that was very adept at kayaking, strong enough to steer and paddle effectively. They had no trouble. Another family had a 12 to 13-year-old who tried and got very frustrated, wasn't receptive to following instructions of the guide or his parents once he got frustrated. And as a parent, I would just say, know your child. If they're experienced kayaker, experienced in the outdoors, fairly strong to be able to paddle a kayak, they're probably going to be fine. The kayaking itself isn't especially difficult, except when we're going against the current on the last portion going back towards the sea. But if they are not experienced and not great at following directions, they're probably not ready. I guess that most teenagers are going to do fine. Below teens, I would consider how your kid is and if they would be strong enough to paddle and steer and mature enough or generally able to follow directions. Or if not, are you able to handle a double kayak from the back seat solo to make up for that? Next up, the cabanas on the island are pretty much only available if you're concierge or above, especially if you're on the Wish, since the percentage of concierge is very high on that ship in particular. On the other ships, it mostly will still be all concierge. Sometimes you can get on a wait list, or you get lucky as a Platinum Cruiser and you can still grab one occasionally, or if you get on the wait list at guest services once you get on board. But most of the time, if you're not concierge, it's going to be very tough to get. Or if you're not Pearl, they're going to be very tough to get. All in all, Castaway Key is a very laid-back destination, very low maintenance. You can have a great time without spending any additional money or advance reservations. Or if you want to do excursions, there are a couple of fun ones to choose from. Highly encourage just having a great, relaxing day on Castaway Key. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, happy travels.